You're listening to SBS News.
New South Wales has recorded two more coronavirus cases on Thursday as health officials investigate how the infection has spread in Sydney's eastern suburbs. A man and his wife were named on Wednesday as new infections and both visited several busy venues which have been listed as high-risk sites. The Bondi man, who worked as a limousine driver, and his wife tested positive, with police investigating whether the driver breached any health orders. Chief Health Officer Dr. Kerry Chant says the man has the Delta variant, which matches a sequence also found in the United States.
That gentleman had recently engaged in the salivary testing program and hadn't been prior to that. The police will be a matter for police to ascertain what his role prior to that and when he commenced his operations.
A woman in her 70s who attended the Bell Cafe has also become infected, and a man in his 40s is under investigation because his infection could be old or a false positive. New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian is warning the state not to become complacent about the virus and to check possible exposure sites.
At many times during the pandemic, we've refined, we've updated, we've looked at issues which we hadn't even considered before, and that's what you need to do, because as the virus evolves, as the pandemic evolves, so do we need to evolve.
Victoria has finally registered a zero day in its COVID-19 figures with no new locally acquired cases. Acting Premier James Molino says the signs in Victoria are encouraging.
We are, of course, continuing to monitor the situation in New South Wales with their cases and any implications for Victoria. At 11:59pm tonight, these restrictions come into effect in metropolitan Melbourne and regional Victoria.
The extra freedoms from Friday include gyms opening up in Melbourne, two visitors allowed to the home, and masks no longer needed outside, except when physical distancing cannot be maintained. But questions are being raised about Victoria's health system after a nurse from an Epping hospital who tested positive was also allowed to work at another site. Victoria's COVID-19 commander, Jerome Wymar, says it should not have happened, expressing his concern and disappointment.
This appears to be an operational error being made at Epping Private that allowed the roster to be run in the way and the attestations for staff to be done in a certain way. That meant that we have a staff nurse working across two different sites.
The federal government is also making big changes, increasing the recommended age for people having the AstraZeneca vaccine to over 60. The preferred vaccine for Australians aged under 60 will now be the Pfizer vaccine. Federal Health Minister Greg Hunt says the AstraZeneca vaccine will no longer be recommended for this age bracket. But Minister Hunt says Australia is on track to receive enough Pfizer supplies as that vaccine opens up to 40 to 59-year-olds.
We recognise that this is a conservative position, but relative to Australia's risk of having COVID, the United Kingdom, for example, has an age range of 40 and above for AstraZeneca, South Korea 30 and above for AstraZeneca, and Germany has no age limit on AstraZeneca.
The advice has come from the Australian Technical Advisory Group on Immunisation. Two people aged in their 50s who received the AstraZeneca vaccine have died in Australia after developing blood clots. Chief Medical Officer Professor Paul Kelly is emphasising that the clotting experience is rare.
AstraZeneca remains a very effective vaccine. The benefit of AstraZeneca in the over 60s remains much higher than the risk of this particularly rare but sometimes serious syndrome. And so people over 60 should still be rolling up to their GP or wherever they are getting their AstraZeneca vaccine and get that first dose.
Professor Kelly says anyone who has not experienced issues with AstraZeneca can still access their second dose. But the changed advice could halt Western Australia's plans to roll out the Pfizer vaccine to people aged in their 30s. WA Premier Mark McGowan is advising patients to stick to the same type of vaccine.
If you're 50 to 59 and you're currently booked, your booking can change now to a Pfizer booking. But if you've already had one dose of AstraZeneca, you should get your second dose of AstraZeneca. You should not mix the vaccines.
But Labor's health spokesperson Mark Butler is critical of the federal government's vaccine strategy, slamming it for being too slow.
the already high levels of vaccine hesitance in the community are likely to rise even further if there's not a very strong information campaign explaining the impact of this latest advice to the Australian community. We're already getting reports from around the country over the last several hours of the impact on the of these decisions.
He is worried migrants are missing out on crucial vaccine information and that could heighten levels of uncertainty.
Well, I'm deeply concerned, particularly in migrant communities, that there haven't been enough targeted campaigns around the good reasons for getting vaccinated against COVID-19. That's a point we've been making for some weeks now. And there's sort of constantly changing advice.
It's estimated 815,000 Australians have had their first dose of the AstraZeneca vaccine, and health authorities want them to have the second shot because the risk is lower. For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.